This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Shall I start with that? F the postal service.
You do tend to try to blow up my spot. I mean, these
are
the
there
vault.
It is. Yes.
When we're on the off the air, it's in the vault. You can't talk about that.
All right. So it's your secret is safe with me, at least for the next couple of minutes.
Never. Yeah, right. Jen knows.
Your secret's safe with you for about 30 seconds.
Not even.
All right, 7 after the hour.
Oh,
it's the Tuesday.
To say anything? Well, that's what I said. This is just between us. Oh, I didn't know you meant that.
Oh, you mean just between you, me, and millions of people. Oh, okay.
All right. Welcome to the DJV Fun Fest, if you will. DJV show. It's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air for Tuesday, the 6th of October. Today is World Cerebral Palsy Day. Pretty unwelcome global phenomenon in and of itself. We talk about the pandemic and stuff. People are forgetting kind of about the other things that are out there that are not really great for the human condition, if you will.
I was thinking about fundraising the other day. How many people are not contributing to breast cancer or to Alzheimer's or to whatever?
Well, I think it depends on where. It depends on the ask,
mm-hmm.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
For example,
that is a great question, Jen. I wonder if cancer societies are reporting a major downtick in donations.
Because of COVID.
Yeah, well, because a lot of fundraising went to COVID.
Isn't this Breast Cancer Awareness Month? But it was started by the COVID, not the COVID Foundation. What's
Komen.
The COVID?
Komen, Susan
right.
G. Komen. Susan G. Komen.
Yeah, who died, but her sister is appalling. The organization is like the Red Cross. Most of the money doesn't really go for breast cancer
it's
research.
It's pretty fraudulent, and I hate
it's
saying that about
yeah,
an organization
too.
That's supposed to help women, but when you just, and you don't even need to do a deep dive. You can just do a light Google and find a lot of corruption there.
Yeah, it's a bad deal, and so people get behind it. I always look askance at anybody who's supporting this, whether it's on the radio or television, in public,
well,
they go around
marketing.
The movie theaters, and, you know, I remember they used to do that in the month of October. They go around the movie theater and they collect money for Susan G. Komen, and yeah, it's just not, no, don't do it, because it's not worthwhile, it's not helping the situation. You want to find somebody doing cancer research or something, go a little bit further into it,
mm-hmm.
do some more research,
yeah.
But don't give to the Komen Foundation, because it's a bunch of hacks.
My mom and dad have always enjoyed, giving to St. Jude's because that money goes right to help those kids.
Right there.
And families, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I thought I'd point out to you that it is World Cerebral Palsy Day. Center for Disease Control has had the first U.S. cross-country study on the prevalence and impact of cerebral palsy back in 2002. And so there are a lot of people that are helping. And so there have been better diagnoses and treatment and funding since the late 40s, early 50s, when this really became a focal point. So something to think about today. Lots of things to think about today, as a matter of fact. We were just talking what we were laughing about, Jennifer. I don't know if you heard it or not. The situation in New Jersey is such a nightmare, and I have seen it here in Massachusetts as well. In California, we know people don't know what to do. They don't know how to vote. They don't know where
this.
To vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and there's a statement that just came out from the governor or from the county clerk where I live in Monmouth County, New Jersey. And all of last week, Jen, when you were gone, I was like diligently researching how am I supposed to vote? And I found out that the answer is if you're in New Jersey, there is no in-person voting unless you have a disability. There are no voting machines. So if you show up to the polling place on election day, you'll get a provisional paper ballot, but that doesn't get counted until after all the mail-in ballots. So I'm just going to do the Dropbox. I'm bypassing the Postal Service. So everyone I know is just going to do the Dropboxes, which get emptied every day. But it's still confusing.
Okay, yeah. So here's what irritates me, is every time that I feel like someone on my side of the aisle tends to talk about vote by mail and all of these new programs. It's not that I don't want people to vote. I want everybody to vote. I just want everybody to vote once. I want it to be fair. I want everybody who wants to make their vote cast to go out and do it. The problem is, and this is a problem that the president's been talking about, maybe he doesn't articulate it as well. You've got New Jersey, and you're in one of the states that's doing it. California is doing it as well. For the very first time, because of COVID, they're rolling out a brand new system of voting, and they're doing it on short notice. And if you don't think that this is going to be a nightmare in so many states, and forget the presidential ramifications, because in California, I mean, it's not like Trump's going to win, so it's, you know, but you've got all kinds of down ticket races that are going to be in flux because of the same thing. In New Jersey, the same thing. It's not like Trump's going to pull a win in New Jersey, but what's going to happen is that all of these down ballot races are going to be up in the air, and it's going to take weeks, and our country cannot handle that right now. We're already so at odds with each other.
Yeah. That's why the predictions of all the upset after around the election, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm so tired of it saying, well, it's Trump and he doesn't want people to vote. That's not it. It's the fact that we're trying to roll something out with like 3 months, something major.
Whether it is or it isn't, Jennifer, the other side is going to try to demonize him, as his side is going to try to demonize Biden,
you know,
whatever they're doing.
And maybe I'm ultra personal about this, because I feel like every time I say, oh, universal mail-in ballots, people go, you just don't want people to vote. And that is not my heart at all. I want everybody to vote. I believe in this country. I believe we're in a wonderful republic, democracy. But come on, we have to also be smart about how we roll things out. And for Victoria, who is very smart, to have to spend a week trying to figure out how to cast her vote.
Well, that's the point.
Think about the people who are not
willing to put
that time
out of our rights to vote. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point here. All right, there are a couple of other things in terms of the president and the race and stuff. Biden's out on the campaign trail. When will Trump go back because of his situation with COVID? He's back at the White House, but can he go out for 2 weeks on the campaign trail? How does that
work? That's a good question. Does he have to quarantine?
Yeah, I've talked to the campaign, and they're going virtual for the next couple of weeks, I think, at least. But I think he'll be doing some campaign events virtually from the White House. I do think he'll probably go out. You could maybe see him starting to be like at the end of this week. He'll definitely, I think, be at the debate unless something, God forbid, goes wrong. But Biden said that he'll debate him again in person, and Trump says he'll debate Biden again in person. So I think that's going to happen next week.
Mm. So there's an announcement today from Goldman Sachs, and one wonders if this doesn't skew the election. I guess, you know, it's a free country. You can say what you want, but if the Democrats win, so says Goldman Sachs, the sweep of their party into power, it will upgrade our forecast for how the markets will perform.
Well, you know why that is.
Heavy-handed about that, sounds to me. But go ahead. Yeah, why?
Goldman's not the only ones who've said that. And to be fair, they've done a prospectus for each party in each win. And so I don't know what source you're reading that only gave the left, but I read, you know, a lot of financial stuff, and they've been giving all of the major firms, because they have to let their investors know, this is plan A, this is plan B, this is what's going to happen.
This
and that's why they do
daily.
That. Yeah, so they do the prospectus. The reason, if Trump wins, there are certain sectors that they anticipate will you know, be more profitable. If Biden wins, they're banking on clean energy. And so, like, semiconductors and a lot of clean energy initiatives, those stocks are going to go up. Trump has more fossil fuels and oil and things like that, natural gas. So it's... I don't know who wrote that exact report that you're reading, but I have been seeing a lot of this.
Somebody
this time
named
of year,
Brian Soze writes this, and in it he says that
there's
according
good and bad to
each
candidate
polling,
is my point.
This is a Reuters poll that they quote, which was done last weekend. It shows that Biden, among people in the finance business, the Wall Street crowd, Biden leads the race to be the next president 53% to 39%. Again,
that's a bigger
Wall
increase
Street.
Than the last time I've seen that. But that must mean, and look, Wall Street only looks out for Wall Street. That must mean they don't care who wins. They only care about their bottom line.
Money.
So they must think somewhere that a Biden victory is going to be better for their bottom line.
Somebody's thinking that way anyway. All right, there's a new study out that's found that intermittent fasting, which is favored by a lot of celebrities, as you know, we were talking about this the other day is not going to help you lose weight well and keep you healthy because it results in a loss of muscle mass. The study
was
done.
Surprising.
Yeah, it really was. So when I look at the program that comes from Calitrin and relate to this story, it seems to me it's almost like a no-brainer, Victoria, when it comes to losing weight, because what Calitrin does is just the opposite, because the main ingredient is collagen protein. It helps to build up your muscles, not break them down. So don't go on a fast. Don't try it 1 week and then go back to the regular diet the next week. All of that is, you know, along with the information we were talking about this morning with regard to sugar. Oh, man. You got to use your head. It's like the voting thing you were just talking about. It takes some work to figure out the best way to take care of yourself. But isn't your body, isn't your life, isn't your future worth it? This is the time, my friends, to be aware of and utilizing the resources from Calitrin. The weight loss formula has no stimulants, no drugs, nothing that will hurt you. It'll only help. And that's a rare thing. You can find all kinds of diet programs around. But what do? Do you, they have caffeine in them. Do you know what that does to your body, to your brain? Nope, not good. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. Go there and see what you can do. I would get into the six-month program, frankly. It's only going to cost you for three because you buy three, you get three free with the current promotion at toploss.com for Calitrin. The offer has been extended, and if you want to have a payment plan, no interest is charged to you if you want to pay for it over 3 months or so. Use the code DJV for all of this when you check out. No shipping charges either, so that's important to remember. The code DJV, more important or as important to remember, is this the safe way to lose weight? Go to toploss.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV Show, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen with a story of Chad Durrell, 19 years old, a student actually the official name is Appalachian State University, Appalachia College they call it, some people do, in Boone, North Carolina. The reason that I tell you this story, Victoria, is because he'd been someone thinking about staying away from all contact with people. He and his parents talked about it. And then he went back to school and he sort of fell into the temptation of being with friends. So he went to a bar and within days he felt ill, tested positive for coronavirus, and now he's dead.
Oh.
Died yesterday.
Did he have any underlying conditions?
I don't see that he did. He symptoms came on fast, but it's shaken this part of the Blue Ridge Mountains, I'll tell you that, because they all are not wearing masks and things like that. Another lesson to be learned. 21 after the hour.
Hi, my name name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I kind of like this 23 and change after the hour music portion of this hour of the DJV program. Victoria and you and I with Pitbull here. He's teaming up with the live streaming and podcast platform LiveX Live. Why can't I say LiveX Live?
LiveX Live. Well, because the name of it is LiveX Live. But anyway, continue.
I was trying to be clever. Right.
Right. Yeah.
Two different ways of pronouncing the same thing. A lesson in English that I learned when we were talking about synonyms and antonyms and homonyms. Right? Some words can be spelled the same way, but they can be pronounced differently. Like live and live.
So anyway, Pitbull.
So much for that lesson. The first concert in Pitbull's live and timeless event takes place this Saturday, 8 o'clock Eastern, coinciding with the last weekend of the Hispanic Heritage Month. So are we to believe that Pitbull is a pseudonym for some Hispanic name?
No, he's Cuban. No.
Oh, he's Cuban.
Why, yes.
Well, that's kind of Hispanic, isn't it? Cuban and Hispanic.
It is. That's why he's participating. But his name, Pitbull, has nothing to do with any weird grammar thing that you're trying
okay.
to.
Okay, but it isn't. That's not a normal Hispanic name. Pitbull is.
It's a stage name.
Nom de plume.
I don't know what his real name is. Yeah.
His real name is Phil.
Okay.
Phil the Bull. Anyway, the ticket gets you instant tag. You want to buy one? Go to see the pay-per-view events, $14.99. Go to Fight TV, F-I-T-E, Fight TV. So you get on to the show. Second concert, there's two of them, takes place next week at 8 o'clock. And it's also available to stream live on Fight TV. The two-night pack gets you access to both shows, $19.99 for that. So $14.99 for one, $19.99 for two. Such a deal. The events will be streamed live from Pitbull's Slam Charter School in Miami. He's created more than 10 charter schools. Good for him around the country. Special focus on sports and the arts. That's even better. Both shows will feature unique set lists. Expected to see Pitbull performing both Spanish and English language tracks. Organizers have promised additional surprises for each show. So I don't really know much about this guy, but I like
Armando Perez.
What's his name? Orlando what?
Armando Perez.
Armando Perez. Good for you, Mr. Pitbull. Mr. Perel. Pitbull Perel. Perel Pitbull. All right. Anyway, that's a good effort. Congratulations. Good for him. The music's okay. I like the first song. Give me everything.
Yep. That was a good song. That was a big hit for him.
Coming up to 26 after the hour, TikTok time is, this is not the same TikTok you're thinking about. Miley Cyrus has brought MTV Unplugged to her L.A. backyard. Coming up Friday, a week from Friday, MTV Unplugged presents Miley Cyrus Backyard Sessions. Show will air in the U.S. at 7 o'clock on MTV alone.
11 o'clock local time. I'm so happy we finally have MTV. We didn't have MTV for the longest time because none of the Viacom channels would cut a deal with any of the cord cutting. And, but, like, their audience are cord cutters, so it made no sense to me. But now, on YouTube TV, we have MTV, and I cannot wait to see this because Miley can sing the phone book, as far as I'm concerned. I think she is just so, so good.
So, she was on Unplugged 6 years ago. Now from her L.A. backyard, she's going to perform Gimme More by Britney Spears, along with covers of songs by Pearl Jam and the Cardigans. She's also performing a selection of her hits in her new single, Midnight Sky, which is what I think we're listening to here, is it not, Phil?
It is.
Yeah, Midnight. Show is a reboot of sorts. Miley's Backyard Sessions, she started in 2015 in support of her Happy Hippie Foundation. She's been all about the covers lately. We were talking about this, I think, last week. Blondie's Heart of Glass, Maneater from Hall & Oates, Billie Eilish's latest single, My Future. I like her version of Heart of Glass, frankly.
Yeah, I like this too.
She dropped this song we were listening to, Midnight Sky, in August, performed the songs at the VMAs with a callback to her infamous Wrecking Ball video. So, there it is. The update on Miley Cyrus. Again, I do like this song. Maneater is pretty good, too, as I recall listening to it when we had her on before. 28 after the hour.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our weekend special. Save 25% on the Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed with any smart adjustable base, plus special financing and free premium delivery. Ends Tuesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I learned so much about coronavirus.
President Trump's comments says he will continue his coronavirus treatment at the White House after his three-night stay at Walter Reed Medical Center in Maryland. The president continues.
One thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has remained mostly silent regarding President Trump until Monday.
Anybody who contracts the virus by essentially saying masks don't matter, social distancing doesn't matter, I think is responsible for what happens to them.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Congressman Jim Banks is calling on Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, to issue an apology for her comments following President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis, accusing her of victim blaming. Following the announcement on Friday that President Trump had tested positive for COVID-19, Pelosi wished the president a safe recovery, but also noted that he had repeatedly been seen at events without wearing a mask. She said he could have taken additional precautions to avoid contracting the virus. Congressman Banks sending Pelosi a letter. As far as any response, he says,
I haven't heard back from Speaker Pelosi. I don't expect to, but the insinuation here that anyone who gets the coronavirus was irresponsible and that's how they picked it up is something that should be offensive to the thousands of men and women who have tested positive for coronavirus. It should be offensive to their families, especially offensive to the families of those who have lost loved ones to the coronavirus. That's exactly what Speaker Pelosi is saying in this comment. She hates the president so much that she's gone so far to insinuate that anyone who picks up this coronavirus has been irresponsible in the process.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo threatened to shut down synagogues in New York City if the Jewish community refuses to follow his coronavirus rules. Cuomo saying to the Orthodox community, if you're not willing to live with these coronavirus rules, then I'm going to close the synagogues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Tuesday is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. As we go through the numbers, the stories, the ideas, the things that move you to think about things. I'm moved usually by the CDC, Victoria, and it isn't always in a good direction. They have acknowledged that airborne transmission of small droplets can cause coronavirus infections even at distances of more than 6 feet. So why has it taken them so long to acknowledge what everybody has known for months, that it was 25, 30? How many times did Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell tell us that it was like 25, 29 feet, something like that, wasn't it? Or maybe even more than that? So under the circumstances, why would we pay any attention? The headline is, not good for rallies. Okay, so the election's coming up. What do you suppose, how clever are these politicians going to be? How are they going to have to deal with being online? Because that's basically, how many people can you get on Zoom or the new Microsoft app? How many people can you get at once?
Microsoft Teams is in thousands. So I think it's currently 1,000 active participants, but like 20,000 people can view it. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more than Zoom. But I guess it depends if you have, you know, an upgraded Zoom account, not the free one that most people use. I don't know the number of people, but there is a limit on it.
There is. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So now we move into or go back to what Trump has said about don't be afraid of COVID. Look what happened to me. I made it through. I'm okay. I've invited Dr. Jack Stoddard. Well, Jack will be around later on. I've invited Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is really right up on top of all of these medications. We've talked a lot on the air. Ken appears in this program all the time and on our weekend show, which appears, actually it appears during the week on a lot of stations as well. GoodDayHealthShow.com is the website for the podcasts. So, Ken, the president has made it through. This all started last week. Would you like to recount what, from the medical profession's point of view, has been the trip, what he's experienced, why he went to Walter Reed when they have so much medical attention available in the White House, and what he got for drugs, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay, so late Thursday or early Friday morning at about 1:15 a.m. Eastern Time, 1 a.m. Friday morning, it's announced that President Trump's been diagnosed with COVID-19. And he was watched, monitored, and by early morning, Friday morning, he apparently did drop his oxygen saturation below the magic 95%, which is a warning of potential severe COVID-19. And they elected to give him this brand new family of medications called monoclonal antibody. This is a cocktail of two drugs given intravenously, of two antibodies from the same single B cell. That's the cell in our immune system that makes it. That's why it's a monoclonal, not a polyclonal, as you'll hear announced, but it's a monoclonal antibody. It's two of them. They're from the same single B cell. And this is a specific antibody against the virus. The virus, if you've seen these pictures, have these claws, these daggers, which attack to the receptors in our airways. And this antibody, amazingly, severs off the claws, breaks off the claws on the virus. So the virus can't attach to our airway receptors, and the virus is just washed away. And the monoclonal antibody family has been in clinical trial and was just published the phase 3 results about 2 days before President Trump was diagnosed, and it takes a bit of time to get the publication out, and in real time, I'm sure they had more safety and effective information, and the group taking care of him, which is an outstanding group of people, led by especially by this one pulmonologist from Johns Hopkins, who's a critical care pulmonologist and expert in preventing damage to the lungs. This group of physicians made a really great decision to give the president the monoclonal antibody cocktail, the new medication from Regeneron, early before it was officially released, and I'm sure they had FDA approval to give it on an emergency basis. And suddenly, by the next day, Trump was dramatically better. There's plenty of precedent for giving the president drugs that are in development before the public has access to them. It goes back to President Roosevelt, got medications for high blood pressure. President Kennedy got medication for Addison's disease. President Carter got medication for his brain cancer way ahead of the public's availability to these groundbreaking medications.
So what about, but people are asking, Ken, hydroxychloroquine, what about
hydroxychloroquine?
That too, yeah. What about using that? Because that was touted. Why would that work or not work in this circumstance?
Hydroxychloroquine with azithromycin would have been an excellent choice if we wouldn't have had Regeneron's monoclonal antibody cocktail, because we know that hydroxychloroquine from the Marseille group at the medical school in Marseille, over 5,000 patients, when you give it immediately after the diagnosis, not as a prevention, not late into the course when you're already doing poorly, but if you give the hydroxychloroquine with the azithromycin, the Z-Pak, and some zinc. If you give it early after the diagnosis, it's very effective. 99.
So is this too late after the diagnosis?
No, it wasn't then? Too late. They instead gave him the monoclonal antibody cocktail. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it work to give him both?
Wouldn't it work to give him both?
It was a question, kind of, yeah.
It's an interesting question. It's not been studied together. I think that, you know, they gave him plenty of options, and I think they elected to give him the antibody, which I think was a good decision, instead of the hydroxychloroquine. And it probably would have been overkill, the two of them. Yeah. And then they gave him dexamethasone later on to lower the inflammatory reaction, and they gave him remdesivir. Remdesivir works to decrease the ability of the virus to replicate itself. So that they attacked this virus at various ways in which it can attach to the receptor, the way it can replicate, and then the way the body reacts. He's not totally out of the woods yet, but I think he's going to do fine, because there's a phase one reaction, which they treated with the monoclonal antibody and with the remdesivir. And then 7 to 10 days after the onset of symptoms, there's phase two reaction, which is an overreaction. You know, you boast about your great immune system. Here's a time when you don't want a fantastic immune system, because what kills most people, unfortunately, sadly, with COVID-19 is this overreaction, dramatic overreaction of the immune system. It occurs between days 7 to 10, and that is the reason they probably gave him the dexamethasone, to try to avoid that. We now have blood test markers for how aggressive the immune system is responding. They were following those, and they probably just wanted to get a little ahead of it. This was a little provocative also by this all-star team, because the current indication, and it's only been around for a few months based on one major study, is to use the dexamethasone when the patient is all not right. doing so well in the intensive care unit.
What does this mean to the treatment of the average person? Now that we're exposed to all of this stuff, average person, if he understands or she understands what has been said here by you and other reports, are going to expect the same treatment, because yes. Why shouldn't they expect the same treatment?
And, so, and as soon as the drug is approved, the FDA has to go, and they will give an emergency approval either this week or next week, I approve, for Regeneron's monoclonal antibody cocktail. This is groundbreaking. It's fantastic news for all of us.
Right.
It's a brand new family of medicine that is going to really change the course of this illness.
All right, the treatment. Now, what about, give us 60 seconds before we run out of time on vaccine potentials, now that we've heard how perhaps the treatment goes, but what happens in the prevention department?
Well, the vaccines are the most important, because you want to prevent it. Now that we have therapeutics, and important, effective therapeutics, ideally you would want to treat it to avoid it, because there are the potential for rare chronic COVID, for long-term complications. So you want to prevent the thing. And I think that by the end of the year, there'll be a safe and effective vaccine. And by first quarter next year, anyone who wants a safe and effective vaccine will be able to get one.
I thought it was interesting that Senator Cornyn, who's a well-known Republican from Texas, took a shot at Trump, suggesting that he should have been better at preventing the coronavirus, the spread in the White House and on Capitol Hill. So what this shows us, though, the activity of the last week or so, Ken, I think shows us how contagious this stuff really is, if you're not taking precautions.
Oh, it's an extremely contagious virus, no doubt about it. Wear your mask, social distance, keep your hands clean, very contagious. The point is that those of us who are not at high risk of getting severe COVID-19, that are currently ill, we need to live our lives. We need to protect the people who are at high risk or who are ill. And we can talk about this, you know, later in the week.
Yeah,
but there's a group of all-star epidemiologists from Stanford, Harvard, and Oxford who put out a statement 2 days ago, basically saying what I'm saying, that we need
Trump says it. Well, Trump says vaccines are coming momentarily, and maybe that's why they let their guard. Who knows why they let their guard down? But It's a word to the wise, perhaps.
No, what happened was they were using testing as a way of protection, and the tests are not 100% accurate. And they had a false negative, and they had a gathering in the Rose Garden, and there was a false negative, and that's how it spread. So if you're in a crowd, wear a mask. Try to avoid a crowd, and keep your hands clean. Keep your hands off your face, off your eyes, off your nose, off your mouth, and make sure the mask covers your nose. 70 to 80% of the virus enters through the nose, and look forward to those vaccines. The breakthrough is we now have effective therapeutics. The monoclonal antibody from Regeneron, which is ahead of the pack. Some of the other pharmaceutical companies have products. This is a game changer in terms of therapeutics. It's a specific target. It's like taking the vaccine. It's like having your immune system already work. This is what you hope your immune system will make after it sees the virus, but it gives it to you ahead of time. The challenge is it's IV, not oral, but this is going to be available hopefully to all emergency rooms quickly, and then all of us, if we are showing any signs of deteriorating, as the president was with his oxygen saturation below 95%, we'll have this available. And again, there's plenty of precedent going back to Roosevelt, where the president gets these therapeutics before the rest of the public.
Yeah, I mean, that's a no-starter as far as I'm concerned. Who cares? The guy gets it, and then everybody else is going to get it. What I did think was interesting, and then we have to move on, was that Fauci said that the nomination event for Amy Barrett was the most dangerous situation, and what led to this. And he felt it was a super spreader event.
No, clear, as I just explained, that's what happened. They were using testing as a way of prevention. And what it turns out is that the test has false negatives, and somebody got through the test and was actually early on, before they turn true positive, in the 48 hours before you turn true positive, you can be very, very able to spread it around. And I think the lesson is that that's not adequate prevention, that you got to wear a mask, even if you have a negative test, wear a mask until we get vaccines.
Right. There it is. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with this program. Also, you can hear him every week on the Good Day Health Show and the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com, where you'll find all this information compiled. We'll have a lot more of this, I'm sure, this weekend coming up. In a moment, give us 30 seconds, Phil. I want to talk about this TikTok situation. Thanks, Ken.
May not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, we have a quick warning. I'm going to talk more about this on the program tomorrow. TikTok sent me something suggesting that I joined. This is a GD scam. I didn't join anything. These are the damn Chinese commies trying to get into my email. That's all I can see here happening, Victoria. Stay away from anything from TikTok or anything that says TikTok on it. Warning to the wise, 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This.
The Matrix.
I forgot
how cool their music was.
I'm saying, Phil says, Phil to the rescue from The Matrix. I knew it was from The Matrix. What I'm trying to do, Phil, is set a little suspense in the part of the audience. So, okay. Phil wondered, because they don't know, you told me already, this is from The Matrix. Or, I don't know, do you think they know it is from there? Uri Geller's been trying to... Uri's been trying to get me to see these movies for years because it's all about spoon bending and all kinds of ultra.
There is no spoon. It is. They're fascinating movies. They really, really are. And these movies are thinking movies, which is probably why Uri thinks you would like it. These are not movies where it's just, you know, weird violence. These are thinking movies that kind of blow your mind.
Yeah, they really do.
And then the special effects were groundbreaking at the time. They're 20 years old now, which is nuts. But, right? That's
time
crazy.
Time flies. Tempest Fugits. So, what is this another one of these movies? There's another one that's been prepared. Does this get canned or shelved until next year?
No, actually, there's a little bit of good news. We don't have a lot of good news when it comes to movies. But The Matrix 4, which brings back, this is, again, 20 years after the franchise began, this brings back Neo and Trinity, who's going to be played again by Carrie Ann Moss. Neo, of course, is Keanu Reeves. So they're going to be back. And so because movies have been able to resume filming, and I don't exactly know where they're filming this, maybe Canada, but they've actually moved the release date up. This was not supposed to come out until 2022. Now it has a new release date of December of 2021. So they're several months ahead of schedule.
Because people are so hungry for new films and new content, I'm very eager to get back. I've gone to the movies once. I may go again this weekend because there are a couple of movies that I do want to see. But they're big blockbuster stuff. All of these, I think my son was telling me that that Armie Hammer movie with Branagh, the next episode was Murder on the Nile. Isn't that the next one, I think, after Murder on the Orient Express?
Oh, I don't
now
know.
It's Murder on the Nile. Yeah, that's supposed to come out this fall. Whether it gets pushed back or not remains to be seen. Armie Hammer's in it. I'm forgetting who else is
in it. I like Armie Hammer. Yeah. I was really disappointed with the new Murder on the Orient Express. I thought it was so boring.
Really? I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Really? You didn't like it?
I didn't think it compared to the original.
Well, I mean, that's usually the case, isn't it? With most movies, the remakes are not as good as the first time
you
around.
You know, Kenneth Branagh did nothing for me in that role, and so I don't know.
Who
Albert Finney. Albert Finney.
That's right, too. Finney.
Right, was the original. Yeah, Poirot, yeah.
Right,
but
right.
Some other news, they're shifting some stuff around in the DC Warner Brothers
comic
universe.
World.
So we know that the Batman, the Flash, Black Adam, and Shazam 2 have all been pushed back. Dune, which is a much-hyped remake of that movie from the 80s where Sting is basically in a loincloth for like 9 hours, which I was okay with. So that's been pushed back to October 1st, 2021.
You're so shallow, Victoria.
I am. I know I am. When it comes to hot guys who are shirtless and only wearing a loincloth, I am shallow. So Dune has been pushed back. Now, this Dune is not going to be sexy. This is with Timothy Chalamet, who looks like a 13-year-old. So that's going to be October 1st of 2021. The strange thing is, Wonder Woman 1984 is still on the release list for December of this year. So I don't know if that's going to stick. Maybe they're going to, you know, maybe
everything's subject to. It's all, everybody says subject to this, that, or the other thing. Yeah.
And, I mean, this is a big budget movie that has so much interest. I mean, the first Wonder Woman movie blew everybody away. And I think, you know, we've been waiting so long for that female, you know, superhero level of a movie. And Gal Gadot was, I think, just the perfect Wonder Woman. So there's a lot of hype and a lot of buzz about it. And we'll see if it sticks in December. I mean, I personally, I guess there's a lot can change in the next couple of months, but I don't know that I'd be ready in December to go to a movie theater. I don't know.
Would you be ready to see me in a loincloth and bare-chested in a movie?
Oh, God. Can we just take that out of my brain? Because I can't unhear that.
Oh, okay.
I need you to do like the Men in Black Wand or something so I can forget that I heard that.
Forget that. The Anne Heche revelation about her and Ellen DeGeneres' relationship and Anne Heche's contract with Fox, 20th Century Fox. She had, I think, a three-picture deal. It was very lucrative, worth millions of dollars. She brought Ellen DeGeneres, with whom she was in a relationship at the time, to the volcano. She was in the volcano, and Fox said, if you bring her, you're done with us. She brought her, and she was done with them, which I think is,
it's too bad.
I don't know, how telling is that about reality?
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.